Good morning, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good morning. I'm still like trying to come down from the legal heroin comment there.
Well, your country's a specialist in medical marijuana, so why should legal heroin in poppy seeds not be acceptable?
We are a specialist in legal marijuana. That's why we're Am Yisrael High.
And it would explain a lot of your broadcasts.
It would explain a lot of my broadcasts, and it would explain a lot of the infatuation with food here in Israel.
Howard, you're not allowed to be rude to Rolene Marks.
I'm never.
Ever.
I love Rolene.
What do
I'm
you
shocked.
Mean?
Rolene, when your prime minister is arrested, will you go visit him in jail?
Probably not.
Why, will you not be able to smuggle in a cigar or bottle of champagne inside, say, a challah?
Maybe a tub of pistachio nut ice cream.
So has he been arrested yet?
He hasn't been arrested, but it does look like this is progressing. We know that the Attorney General really, really wants to bring bribery charges against him. And, you know, as historically it has shown that whenever a prime minister or president or politician says, there's nothing, I've got nothing to hide, next minute they're in the chookie. So I'm trying to see how well he looks in an orange jumpsuit. If he's going to play Shesh Besh with Katsav, who knows?
I see the Zionist Union political party took out an advert on one of your highways.
Yes, they seem to, if you're going to say it big. And they've taken out a massive, massive billboard speaking about the corruption or alleged corruption by Prime Minister Netanyahu. They want him to turn himself in. They want him to quit. I think perhaps Zexit is maybe catchy. We can't have a Brexit because there's already a Brexit. Will it be Bexit? Who knows?
But I'd see
Texit.
The big thing about the billboard is it's a quote from Netanyahu saying when a prime minister is under threat of indictment, he has no right to remain in office. And it's a quote by Netanyahu referring to Ehud Olmert.
Wow.
Actually, I have to correct that. It's when a prime minister is neck deep in investigations and has no public or moral mandate to make crucial decisions, the right thing to do is for the government to go home. So is Zexit catchy? This is what I want to know. Are we going to have I don't know, what are we going to call it? What will the hashtag be should this happen? Will it be Bexit? Will it be the Texit?
Isn't it Bibi Bye-bye?
It could be Bibi Baba, Baba Bibi, Yala Bibi.
And tell us, the Osbournes, Sharon Osbourne in Israel, is she coming to bite off the head of a bat?
Are they still alive?
Look, I don't think they've been alive for at least 20 years.
Listen, we know that the only things to survive any kind of nuclear warfare will be Tupperware cockroaches, Keith Richards and Ozzy Osbourne. This is a fact. But the Osbournes will be touring here along with other big names. I mean, we've got Jamiroquai coming soon, the Backstreet Boys. We've got a whole lot of people. But Ozzy Osbourne proves that a steady diet of bat gives you longevity in life. I mean, the men along with Keith Richards, I think they are two anomalies. Not only is Ozzy coming, but the whole family's coming. Jack is coming, Kelly's coming, and Sharon Osbourne says, we don't let anybody tell us where to play. She said, I'm half Hebrew or half Hebrew. She says, and nobody tells me what to do or where to go or what to play. And Ozzy, who could barely remember if he did play Israel, but when he did, said the Israeli audience are among the best in the world.
Oh, very nice. I hope he's not going to be driving when he gets there. He only recently got his license. Do you know that?
He will fit right in.
Oh, really? Is it that bad?
I mean, you don't know the amount of hope I had the other day when I saw that self-driving cars were becoming more and more popular on our roads. I thought, yes, a huge improvement on the driving situation here in Israel.
Well, is this a special self-driving car for Israelis that doesn't stick to any rule?
there probably is, and if there isn't, we've invented it, because it's a necessity here, along with the most unbelievable parking skills. I've never seen how people manage to get a Pentatonicon into the space of a motorbike.
I have to say that's true. I actually have to say that's true. I have seen Israeli bus drivers park buses better than I've seen Johannesburg drivers park their cars. Mm. Really. Parallel parking, up ramps, backwards. Like they're really amazing.
It's the car drivers that are the problem.
Well, probably because he's got a tank in the army. Yeah.
No. The joke here is, I flew an F-16, let me drive this bus.
That's exactly it.
So I don't know if it's the same as in Israel, but in Paris, I don't know if you know, it's illegal to put your handbrake on when you park your car.
Really?
And all the bumpers, what? By law, are at the same level. So when you're trying to get into a parking bay, you nudge the car behind you. They all rubber, and all the cars move because none of the handbrakes are on.
Well, that's why we have bumpers.
Exactly. Right? So you bump forward, bump backwards until you're actually in the parking space.
I would freak. I'm sorry.
My brother would also freak.
My brother used to say you kiss the other car, and he used to do it quite often.
Well, we have the Tel Aviv kiss here. Except it's not as gentle, and it's definitely not French. It's very much a more aggressive, I'll just, you know, wiggle around and smash you around until I fit quite comfortably into the space that's like really only for a tricycle.
And Ro, the Backstreet Boys are back.
Backstreet Boys are back. They will be, you know, they promised us 4 years ago during Tsuke Tan. Well, they promised us 4 years ago they'd come and play Israel, and then Tsuke Tan happened, and many acts had to cancel because of the threats to safety. But the Backstreet Boys will be here kicking off all the summer festivities on the 22nd of April. So if you are into your boy bands, get yourself to, I think they're going to be playing Rishon LeZion, I could be wrong, and come and see the Backstreet Boys.
So just explain, is there a retirement village that you go to get all of these artists to come play in Israel?
I think so, because we've got Foreigner coming, we've got the Backstreet Boys, we've got Jamiroquai.
I thought you had your Foreigners going.
And she drops the mic after that one.
That is definitely a mic drop worthy comment.
So I see your Supreme Court has just granted asylum, or said Eritrean draft dodgers are legitimate asylum seekers.
Well, God bless our Supreme Court, probably one of the best in the world and most fair in the world. But this is a very, very painful situation for Israelis. We don't want to turn anybody away, but there is a big difference here between those that are refugees or asylum seekers and those that are illegal workers. And the big issue is trying to discern between the two. You know, having said that, it's extremely unfair that Israel exists under such a microscope, whereas other countries around the world are also battling illegal migrants and illegal immigration. I mean, one just has to look, sorry guys, I have to point the finger at South Africa and what happens at the Lindiwe repatriation center. It's just horrendous. So I think it's not an easy situation for any country to have to deal with. But don't be pointing the finger at us, everybody.
Yeah. Rolene, thank you so much. You have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. And I won't speak to you for the next 2 weeks because Howard Feldman is standing in for me while I make my way to your shores. And thank you so much. Shabbat shalom.
Well, we did threaten to go for a coffee or something.
Well, let's do that or something.
I'm down for the or something.
Cheers, Rolene. Take care.
Cheers, God bless. Shabbat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.